This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Number two of Free Talk Live is officially underway. What is Free Talk Live? We're a live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
Yeah, and Chris.
We've been talking about this article from FEE.org, where apparently a landlord in California was asking for 6 months' rent up front for Conan O'Brien's former sidekick, Andy Richter, when he and his son were shopping for an apartment in Southern California. And, you know, for anyone trying to rent an apartment, hearing that the owner of the building wants 6 months rent up front would understandably cause frustration. It is very weird for me as a formerly a lifetime renter, now a landlord myself, to have experience on both sides of this equation.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
This is undoubtedly a problem, however. In order to see where the blame should be directed, it's important to understand why a landlord may have made that request in the first place. Under the eviction moratorium, each new renter posed a huge financial risk to the property owner. Under normal circumstances, a tenant would agree to pay rent to the landlord in exchange for use of the landlord's private property. If either side violated the agreement, it would become void. And this is contracts, you know, agreements 101 for most human beings. But under an eviction moratorium, the tenant in many cases has no obligation to live up to his end of the bargain, and the landlord has no ability to enforce it. In other words, it creates a scenario where if the renter fails to pay rent, then the landlord may be on the hook for housing them for free at a significant financial loss. The worst possibility for a landlord is not if someone doesn't pay the rent, rather, it's if they are unable to replace the person who refuses to pay rent with someone who will. In that case, landlords are essentially paying for other people to occupy and use their private property.
That's retarded. Like, it seems like it would make more sense to just not rent out your property at that point.
Yeah, if you can do that. Some of these landlords...
The problem is landlords can't afford not to rent their property because they've got loans they got to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system basically collapses in on itself with this, you know, moratorium. I mean, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and they've put people between rocks and hard places.
It does kind of suck if you're a renter and you're being told you can't work.
Right.
Then I think the government should just be, like, sending your landlord a check. I mean, I don't actually think the government should be doing any of this, but I'm just saying if the government's forcing you not to be able to work, the only thing that makes sense is instead of sending us $1,200 once every, you know, year or something, why don't you pay these people's rent? You're making them not able to work.
That doesn't even work either, because at the end of the day, who are they getting that money from? It's all of us.
Right?
We don't have that money to give the government in order to give the people who aren't
paying. But they can just print more, Chris.
But then the value of the dollar goes down, which means your money goes down, which totally does. It has the same effect.
Yeah, I guess I was just trying to look at it from their perspective. Like, these people who are actually, there are some people that are probably just choosing not to work.
How about we do something a little bit differently? All right, instead of the government paying, the politicians who make these declarations, how about they pay?
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, they should go get their own real, like, productive jobs. And then pay it out of their pocket.
Like, actually provide a valuable product or service.
Exactly.
You know, at a competitive price, because they are subject to competition, unlike government, which is a monopoly.
Public servants.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Have you ever seen a politician, I don't know, shine shoes? You know? Have you ever seen a politician? Has a politician ever helped you move? Loaded a U-Haul for you?
Honestly, I think they treat us like we're the servants.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, the other way around.
Earlier in the year when some kids threw trash on our yard, I didn't call the cops, but my roommate did. And he was like, well, they also egged our cars. I didn't even talk to the cops. I just washed the egg off my car. But anyways, whenever the cops left, there's still trash all over our lawn. I was like, what's even the point of having these people? They came and wrote down, a report. They could have done the bare minimum, like help us pick up the trash.
Yeah, all of the, we'll call it the fairy tales that surround governments are not true. Governments, politicians, they're not public servants. They are your masters.
Protect and serve. They're here to protect and serve. And,
not us.
And it's kind of humorous, too, because it's like, well, why do we have the cops again? And it's usually they'll say it's something to do with safety. And it's like, but two-thirds, if you can't even solve murders, right, that's supposedly the most critical thing for, like, police, to solve murders, right?
The thing that people always say, like, well, don't you at least want cops around for solving murders?
Right.
Yeah, well, they don't even do that.
Two-thirds of murders go unsolved.
Yeah. Yeah, so but they don't really protect and serve. They're not public servants. Politicians are not. You're not the boss of them. Have you ever tried to fire a politician?
Good luck.
Can't be done.
Citizen's arrest.
So the reason a landlord might ask for 6 months of rent up front is in order to mitigate the risk, put in place by these moratoriums. He's using this enhanced deposit as a type of insurance policy so that his income is secure for the foreseeable future. After all, the government has shown already that it is eager and willing to implement eviction moratoria, and if the landlord does not wish to risk his or her income vanishing one day, a completely reasonable wish, I might add, then asking for 6 months of rent up front is a sensible thing to do. I mean, given that the government has a monopoly claim on the use of force, they have put a person or persons, many people, in this position where they're like, okay, well, considering the conditions, I guess I have to get creative. And instead of asking for first last in deposit, I'm going to ask for perhaps the entire lease amount up front if this was a 6 month lease.
It's actually interesting because I do believe that landlords can get insurance against situations like this, except for the fact that I think part of the condition usually is something to the effect that you have to, like, take out your or you have to take them to court, I guess, to evict them in order to get
the eviction insurance. Proceeding has to be
right. But if you can't evict them because the courts are not operating, you can't get the insurance, I guess, or you can get the insurance, but they won't pay out.
It's not even because the courts aren't operating. You just can't begin the eviction process legally. Like, you can have all your paperwork in order and ready to go, but until they lift the moratoria, like the one in California, then you can't do anything, and you're right, your insurance is moot.
Yeah, and going back to what the fee article said at the beginning, he is mad at the wrong party. I mean, I would still say I'd want to hear about it before I paid for an application fee, but if he's just mad about this this landlord wanting 6 months rent in advance, he is wrong at the wrong party.
And we don't know, too. Like, maybe they went into the apartment and they're like, oh, this is the one. We have to have this. Yes, here's the fee, right? Maybe they were overeager and forgot to ask the appropriate question. We don't know how any of this really played out. But there is this weird sentiment that comes from people about, this sort of hatred of landlords. Oh, my gosh, landlords are evil. Well, no, they're not. They're providing you a product or service.
I've had an evil landlord.
But I've also had really awesome landlords as well.
Yeah, I suspect there's a combination of the two that you can come across, and I wouldn't be surprised if you've got a lot of landlords, I suspect, are probably, it's an investment for them, and that's how they're looking at it. So they're not going to give you the best of the best, And that's just, but that's also usually what most people are looking for. They're looking for cheap. So it's kind of understandable.
Safe, warm, inexpensive. Those are generally the The three top priorities.
I don't know about you, but the only time I guess I rented on a handful of occasions, but I guess the one time I'm thinking of, I certainly was looking for cheap. What can I get the most of for the least amount of money?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I did rent a place that, I don't want to say it was a dump. It wasn't a dump, but it was like, there were like holes in the walls and some of the plates on like the wall outlets weren't, there were no plates. And, you know, the bathroom had a broken, like, the toilet had a broken piece to it, and it all worked, but it was like, it certainly, and it was all in, like, okay condition, but it was like, yeah, it certainly was a good deal, too, but.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
back to Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you can control. The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin here on Free Talk Live, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency. They can also help to raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want to get some Intercoins, go ahead and get some for yourself. Intercoin.org. All right, so there's something we just have to talk about this. Because I saw this and I went, what? This is from the USA Today. A teacher has been removed from her classroom after suggesting the student pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ pride flag.
Well, first I have to know, is this a government school?
Oh, that's a good question.
I just assumed it was.
A Southern California TLC. California teacher Kristen Pitson was removed from teaching in her classroom as an investigation begins into a viral TikTok video where she joked about telling a student to pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ pride flag rather than to the American flag. Annette Franco, a spokesperson for the Newport Mesa Unified School District, sounds like a
government
school to me.
Yeah, definitely government.
Told the Orange County Register, showing respect for our nation's flag is an important value that we instill in our students and an expectation of our employees. The teacher is no longer in the classroom. We follow due process, and our investigation continues. And so that's a lie, because what that should say is indoctrinating our children and brainwashing them to pledge allegiance to an inanimate object is an important value that we instill in our students and an expectation of our employees. That's what it should say.
Yeah, how else will we get them to mindlessly follow every diktat?
Mindless automaton. We obey the television. I had an idea for a band called Mindless Automaton, and all of the songs were going to be just one note repeated over very monotonously, and then all of the vocals were going to be just as I did, one note, very monotonous the whole time through. But songs were going to be like, obey your television, do what the government says. These would be song titles.
I disagree that those would be songs.
Yes, you have an interesting opinion on what is or isn't a song.
If you're not singing, it's not a song.
Oh, really? I could point out plenty of all instrumental acts that have plenty of songs.
Well, if you're using your voice and not singing.
I'll say that most songs that I recognize as songs do have somebody singing, but I don't necessarily know that that is the definition of a song.
Well, I like instrumental, what is it called that Ian listens to? Trance.
Trance.
Yep.
It's certainly music, but it definitely is not the music when I think of music.
All right, so this teacher, Kristen Pitson, is an English teacher and initially posted the video on her own TikTok account, which is at Mrs. Gillingsworth. That's MRS Gillingsworth. It has since been deleted. Go figure. In the video, Pitson begins, okay, so during third period, we do announcements, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want. You don't have to say the words, so my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine, except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. Now, so, first of all, kudos for her giving the children a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that, you don't see that happen too much, particularly in the public schools. Usually, it's just, you know, reinforcement of government indoctrination.
Definitely, when I was in high school, which I graduated in 2015, and I went in Texas and Utah, mm-hmm. both government schools, they would say, like, everybody has to stand. You don't have to say it or put your hand on your heart if you don't want to, but you have to stand. It's the Pledge of Allegiance, especially Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool that she's giving them the option.
Yeah. So I don't know about Texas specifically, but I know that even standing, they can't make you stand even, at least in, like, New Jersey, at least, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, this was back in the 90s or maybe early 2000s. They had, there was at least a ruling. And I think it was probably more than just New Jersey, but like the whole idea of standing or pledging is it's compelled speech.
It's religious.
And it's something that the Supreme Court has ruled at least on the pledging part, and I'm pretty sure the standing part as well.
If
somebody ever says to you, you know, stand, I probably wouldn't, and I'm pretty sure I didn't the one time I had a teacher say something to me in school. I'm like, no, I'm not standing. I'm not obligated to stand. And I think her response was, well, at least stand. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to.
It is definitely cult-like behavior.
I'm sure that the teachers that told us to couldn't legally tell us to, but it was just something like, oh, your teacher said to, so everybody did it. And at the time, I was like a mindless automaton for the government anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they know the law. I mean, they know they can't make you pledge, I think is what they know, and they don't realize that they can't actually make you stand either, but they don't know it. And so they tell you that you have to stand. You might not, I can't make you pledge, but I can make you stand. And that's actually technically not correct either, I don't think.
Well, and, like, let's just take a look at the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Really? An inanimate object. Okay. Of the United States of America. Okay. To the Republic. Okay. For which it stands. Not a democracy, by the way.
It is kind of weird that it's to the flag and not to the United States. Like, I pledge to the United States, not right. I pledge to the flag. Yeah. Wait.
And to the Republic for which it stands. You know, maybe I'm not a Republican. Maybe I'm not a Democrat, you know, which I'm not. I'm neither of those things.
Yeah.
I'm an individual. So that doesn't apply to me. One nation, you know, can you define what a nation actually is? Under God, well, I'm an atheist, so, you know, or a non-theist at the very least, so, you know, indivisible.
The worst part.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the United States is divided into several little states, so indivisible.
They're trying to just hammer into kids' heads that you can't secede.
That's probably where that came from, I bet.
And then they go on to say, liberty and justice for all, which, of course, we all know is a joke.
A joke and a lie. Yeah, they're trying to hammer into kids' heads what Abraham Lincoln said: "A house divided cannot stand."
What would the accurate pledge be? Let's see. I pledge allegiance to the inanimate object of the empire known as the United States, and to the slave masters, which they really are, one empire. Under your preferred religious deity, fully divided with liberty and justice only if you can afford it. I think that might be accurate.
Not even then.
603-283-6160. Was the Pledge of Allegiance a form of brainwashing?
Oh, yeah.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elected officials and NYPD leaders gathered to remember the lives lost on 9/11 Friday in New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio sharing what he remembers from the day and even talking about some of the people he knew who did not survive.
I remember the hours and days after. Every neighborhood
My neighbor in Brooklyn, a firefighter lived just walking distance from me, who I knew, lost that day, who had gone back into work even though his shift was over.
The White House still expects bipartisan support for raising the federal debt ceiling.
We continue to believe that Democrats and Republicans should do what they have done 80 times, which is to raise the debt limit, and that is what we are working toward.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting it shouldn't be a political game. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
Former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is launching his political comeback tour after giving a speech at the Ronald Reagan Library. His speech in California was part of a series discussing the future of the Republican Party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is live. It is talk. And, well, we love freedom. So the name of the show is Free Talk Live. We're the live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want. You can talk about what we're talking about, too. Generally, we come at things from the perspective of peace, liberty, freedom, that type of a thing. The telephone number that you need to join us is 603-283-6160. It's myself, the Captain, Bonnie, and Chris in studio tonight. Chris will be back. He had to take a breather for a minute. But we've been talking about this article from USA Today in which a teacher, Mrs. Pitson, she took a video of her class, put it on TikTok, where she apparently told a student to pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ pride flag rather than to the American flag. Now, to her credit, she said things to her class like, hey, you know, stand if you feel like it. Don't stand if you don't want to. If you don't want to say the words, that's fine. Or you can say them. That's cool, too. That kind of a thing. But she did not have an American flag in the classroom. And so I expect what happened is that some, you know, student was like, well, it seems kind of ridiculous to, you know, pledge allegiance to a flag that's not even here in the classroom. And so she points to this rainbow flag, this LGBTQ flag, and says, well, you can pledge allegiance to that, something along those lines. So the article continues, you don't have to say these words. You can stand if you feel like it. You know, say the words if you want or don't want. It's all totally fine. So some of the class decided not to, but stand anyway, except for the fact that my room does not have a flag, she says. Pitson noted that she took her American flag down in her classroom because it made me uncomfortable, she says, quote-unquote.
That's stupid. I mean, I think it's totally fine if she wants to take the flag down or not. I think it's dumb that they make the kids and the teachers pledge allegiance to the flag. But just don't lie. Oh, yeah. It made me uncomfortable. Just say, oh, I hate America. I do, too. I hate America.
Well, she said she took it down because it made her uncomfortable and then during the COVID-19 pandemic, but hasn't located the flag. So she took it, did something with it. And she doesn't know where it is now.
They're like $1 at the Dollar Tree.
And they're made in China, too, right?
Yeah.
She continues, my student today says, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and we say it to nothing. In the meantime, I tell this kid, well, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he, like, looks around and goes, oh, that one? Pitson imitated her student, pointing to the Rainbow Pride flag. Pitson has faced backlash mainly over social media, with people taking issue less with her suggestions for the LGBTQ flag and more for her tone towards the American flag. Of course, because everybody's got to get their undies in a bunch, right? Over, oh, my God, that's disrespectful, like you were saying earlier.
Disrespectful.
Taking the flag, who takes it? You can't take the flag. That's an American, take the flag out of the flag. I'm sure there's a bunch of super conservatives that are saying that.
You can't take the name of the flag in vain.
Right. You know, and there's that whole mythos around the flag as well. Well, you can't let it touch the ground, otherwise you have to destroy it. But then at the same time, you can't burn the flag. It's disrespectful. So what happens if you let the flag touch the ground and then you burn it? Is it double disrespect?
Yeah, you're just in your backyard burning it because it touched the ground, and then someone calls the cops on you.
Right. Burning the flag. That would be funny.
And then there's the conservatives that drive around with it on the back of their truck getting all dirty. And
two or three of them, yeah.
Just because they love America so much.
America. Nothing against the pride flag, but we lost 13 servicemen and women a few days ago for that flag in Afghanistan. Respect it, said somebody on Twitter, apparently.
No, we lost human lives for poppy seeds.
Yeah.
I mean, poppy fields.
They went over and murdered people for the government.
I don't understand. Like, I really don't understand. Like, if maybe people were defending, like, I could kind of understand, like, supporting the people who are defending me, but the people overseas are not defending me. They're just not. I mean, they killed, I think the estimates were, like, something like a million women and children between Afghanistan and Iraq. Like, seriously, like,
yeah.
How on earth can I, if this is what the American flag stands for, how can I get behind that?
Yeah, and there's people who are like, well, I love the country, hate the government. Okay, I mean, I love my community, I love my friends and my family, but, like, this whole definition of, like, what a country is
flags
like,
are government. I mean, that's what
they are. They're gang colors is what
right?
They are. They're the equivalent of gang colors.
Yeah, it's not like we have a flag for continental America or North America or whatever. We have a flag for a country.
Yeah, and also, one thing that I always thought is so weird is, like, I hate Oklahoma with all my heart. Why do I have to be proud of all of America? Like, I hate Oklahoma. I hate Louisiana.
I hate New Mexico.
Captain hates New Mexico. I don't really like it. It's pretty, at least, though.
There's I was in the Ruidoso Mountains, and it was nice up there. But, like, the rest of New Mexico, there's a whole bunch of reasons why I hate it. But the number one reason, it's the land of entrapment. Now, their state logo is the land of enchantment. Right, so it's a nice play on the word, and it's a parody, right?
They have the coolest motto like that. Like, that's so cool.
But what the deal is with New Mexico, at least at the time when I spent some time there, there were more people in prison in New Mexico that were not from New Mexico than any other place on the planet.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so what they would do is they'd build a bunch of jails in the desert because NIMBY, not in my backyard. Nobody wants prisons in their backyard, right? So they take the most desolate, poor place on planet Earth, build a bunch of prisons, and then charge other states to house, like, their most offensive criminals, right? The ones they're going to be in for life or 30 years or, you know, most of their natural lives or whatever. And so then all of a sudden their biggest import was prisoners. You know,
I'm sounds gross.
So, that's messed up.
And, you know, the United States likes to keep prisoners. There's more prisoners in jails and prisons here in the United States than ever were in the gulags.
Yeah, and when I say gross, I just think it's gross that that's probably what New Mexico gets, like, so much revenue off of, is, you know, imprisoning people, not the prisoners.
Yeah, it's disturbing, too, is, I was just watching, the other day I was watching a video on, like, what's the current status of Guantanamo Bay, and,
Gitmo still open.
Right, torture chain, you know, because, I mean, and it was funny because it was, well, I don't know if funny is the right word, but, you know, it was an interesting comparison to, like, the Taliban with the United States, you know, being so critical of the Taliban. Look, there's a lot to be critical of the Taliban for, don't get me wrong, but a lot of the things they were criticizing the Taliban for were the same types of things that the United States was doing, and it's like, one of the things was torturing people, and it's like, what about Guantanamo Bay, where we had torture, or I shouldn't say we, but the government,
States, right?
You know, the people who put those people in power, they have torture chambers, and they still have, and as far as, like, you know, what is it, I'm not sure what they say, like, respect for the law, or something about the law, and, like, respecting it, I guess, basically, But, you know, we have people there who are what they call forever prisoners.
Yeah.
And, you know, they give us this impression that, you know, they'll have trials and things, but they have had trials, but a lot of the prisoners have not and will not ever be receiving a trial,
right?
Because they're, I quote unquote, too dangerous.
Yeah.
And, it's like, and then I go back to thinking, the United States government killed 1 million people in Afghanistan and Iraq. These guys killed a couple thousand people at most. And you're telling me that these guys are too dangerous?
Right.
They're so dangerous that they can't get a trial, but yet you're a not little, engaging your, you're a not little, putting yourself in a cage.
A little hypocritical of them.
Very hypocritical.
Yeah. Another thing is, why keep someone imprisoned with no chance of ever getting out instead of just killing them? That's just, I mean, like, that's literally the definition of torture, yeah, but also just, like, unnecessary. Not that I want them to kill them, but...
And they did torture people. And that might be part of the reason why they're not being released.
Well, and I think it's interesting, too, because people say, oh, you guys are just being political. Well, the Democrats and Republicans, you know, since Guantanamo Bay has been opened, none of them have closed it, despite promises to the contrary. So, you know, if you think your team is better than the other team, they're not. They're the two different wings of the same frickin' bird.
Yep.
603-283-6160. More free talk live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, we are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160, and we have somebody calling right now. We'll get to him in just a minute. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And let's go to our caller right away. We have Stuart calling from Alabama. Stuart, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's on your mind?
I lived in Keene, New Hampshire for about 10 years, and I've got a slight claim to fame. I now live in North Alabama, but my wife and I got married at the gazebo on the Rotary.
Oh, yeah.
About 100 feet from the vacuum store where I worked for John Boudreau.
Huh.
And as witnesses to our wedding, we had Jumanji Man and Larry the Transvestite.
Nice. I think a lot of folks listening will get the Jumanji reference. They might not know that Jumanji, at least parts of it anyway, were filmed in Keene, New Hampshire.
I think that a lot of listeners will just think that was a lot of nonsense, but if you know anything about Keene, you'll know what it means.
Yeah, for sure.
Indeed.
Yes, and then afterwards, we ate at Timoleon's.
Wow. That's still here.
Yep, still here.
Yep. That's good. The reason I called was about 20, 25 minutes ago. You guys were talking about music and songs, and I thought I'd give you a little bit of trivia that you could look up and see if I'm right.
Okay.
So far, I haven't found any professor or PhD in history that's found an alternative to this. The oldest written musical song was entitled Enter the Gladiator, where in ancient Rome in the Colosseum, the grand champion gladiator wore pink, and they would play this one song as he entered the Colosseum. And you know it from Ringling Brothers and Barrow and Bailey Circus as Enter the Clown.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that one. That's interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep, and that was on a piece of Papyrus that was transferred from a stone, and they only have the date of the paper carbon dated, but it's way, way, way before Christ.
Was it mid-13th century?
No, this is like B.C.
Right.
It's just weird. So, like, how did they get the note?
It was transferred from some stone carving.
Interesting.
And it's currently on display, as far as I know, at the Vatican.
Well,
interesting. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Before I let you go, when are you moving back to New Hampshire?
I'm not, but I did enjoy, for the most part, staying there. There were some pluses. I like your free state people that have emigrated to the state. There are quite a few pluses, and there are only a few minuses to it. And right now, with our current political situation in Washington, New Hampshire is looking better and better all the time.
Well, thanks, sir. Let us know if you change your mind and decide to come back. Of course, the three of us, anyway, are fans of nhexit.org. So hopefully, if you're passionate about freedom, if you subscribe to the non-aggression principle, if you know what that is, I encourage you to consider moving to New Hampshire ASAP. Seems like things are gearing up and getting worse, and the time has never been more right to do something like secede from the Union.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how fast, just in 5 years, we've come just in New Hampshire. It's like I moved, you know, around the time we hit 20,000, and now it's like it's only getting better. It's only ever been getting better, I guess, but like we're seeing real changes, and it's really cool.
So I was just looking up to see, you know, what I could find from what Stuart was saying. Hurrian Hymn number 6 is considered the world's earliest melody, but the oldest musical composition to have survived in its entirety is a 1st century AD Greek tune known as the Sikilos Epitaph. The song was found engraved on an ancient marble column used to mark a woman's grave site in Turkey. So, there you have it. Okay, so we were talking about this teacher in California who removed the U.S. flag from her classroom and, sort of gave kids the option whether or not to stand or put their hand over their heart and recite the Pledge of Allegiance if they did or didn't want to. But when somebody asks, hey, it seems ridiculous to pledge allegiance to a flag when there's no flag, she points to the rainbow flag that she has in her classroom and says, well, you could pledge allegiance to that, which, of course, got the internet all riled up.
Teachers and nurses are just so, so, so busy. They have to make so many TikToks a day.
I wonder if that's in their employment agreements. You know, other duties as assigned, perhaps? Employers like to put that at the end of any sort of job description. Other duties as assigned.
Take out trash. So do TikToks.
Yeah, so that's when you're inevitably asked to do something that's not in your job description, they go, oh, look, it says other duties as assigned. So it's a catch-all. We can ask you to do whatever we want. Yeah. I've been around that block. So at any rate, she took the flag down and hasn't put it back up. She faced some backlash. Mainly over social media, with people taking issue with her video and what she did to the flag.
One thing I'd like to point out is, why is it more, or I don't know if anybody in this article has said this, but I'm sure that the trolls on the internet are saying, like, that it's horrible that she pointed at the LGBT flag. Why is that more ridiculous than the American flag? Neither of those are, like, living humans, neither of them are something you should be pledging allegiance to. They're both just as ridiculous to pledge allegiance to.
Richard Grenell, acting director of national intelligence in the Trump administration, tweeted regarding this topic, what kind of parent would allow their child to be taught by this wacko?
Well, a kind of parent who just sends their kids to public school, mm-hmm. because then they get whatever teacher they get assigned.
You are so spot on there, Bonnie.
Bingo.
Yeah. Oh, man. I kind of have some sympathy for parents, though. I mean, because it's like, you know, they're stealing all this money from all of us. It's like, how do you at that point then afford to send your kid to a private school? You know, it's like schools are expensive, and it's not.
Yeah.
They're not probably as expensive as some might think, because there's a bunch of different price ranges. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of funny because they're kind of like a small part of the budget, like the overall taxes, but they're still a fairly big part of like local taxes usually. So
yeah, I don't have any kids. I don't want any kids. If I did, though, what I would do is, yeah, I would sacrifice a whole bunch of stuff to make sure that my children were homeschooled.
Yeah.
Right? I would find a wife that was willing to stay at home, you know, maybe not have a career. She could have a job. That's fine. But like between the two of us, we'd have to figure out schedules that we could homeschool the kid. We'd have to probably not buy a house and live in a smaller apartment or a smaller house than like what we, you know, but there are sacrifices that you can make if you are serious about getting your child out of the state indoctrination centers. You can do it. It's just a question of how much are you willing to sacrifice for your children to make it happen.
That just seems so unfair to me, to parents, and parents shouldn't have to make that choice. Parents should keep the money, just like the rest of us.
Yeah,
the government is currently stealing from you through what they call taxes, and then we can all pay for whatever services that we may individually require.
Yeah,
I'm sure most parents, I'll even be willing to say most parents, if the government wasn't stealing from them, would consider choosing a better school for their kids than just public school. But there's a lot of people that just are like, oh my gosh, having a kid would be so fun. Let's have like five, and they don't plan it out, and right. they don't make sacrifices like Captain was talking about, and they're just like, oh, well, somebody has to pay for my kid to learn how to read.
And that is how you get Idiocracy, folks. That's right. The movie.
Yeah.
AKA 2021.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's funny because it's kind of like, I have to say that, like, I don't want to see kids not being taught some basic skills. I think that is a good thing, just, you know, for society in general. And yeah. for me, it's like, I don't necessarily know, like, but at the same time, it's like, you shouldn't be forcing people to, or stealing from them to do that. It should be a charitable thing to cover the people whose parents are that stupid.
And people would give to those charities.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Hour number three is next.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.